Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, we've kind of started to sort of revisit a few Australian wines recently.
Mm-hmm.
And one region that I'm not sure we both realized we were so enamored with, and I think it's really one of the great regions of Australian wine production, is an area called the Margaret River.
Yeah, all the way in the west of Australia, right on the coast. And it's the least Australian of the Australian wine regions in that they don't specialize in big, full-blown Shiraz or anything like that. Both of our opinions, the Margaret River epitomizes elegance, restraint, precision in the creation of their wines. I just tasted a bunch of them, and I have to tell you, Hugh, it stands up. That's the way they are. Let's start with one called Robert Oatley's Chardonnay from Margaret River, 2022. This is $23. This was a very interesting wine. It smells one way, it tastes another. On the nose, I found something, this sounds worse than it is, but mushrooms, like mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Sort of earthy. There's some lemon zest, some whetstones.
Right.
And, that's interesting. But on the palate, it was totally different. It was a soft, plush Chardonnay with lots of lemon, white pepper, minerals, and a touch of oak, just a touch. There was sweet pineapple mixed in with it. So,
A
lot going on and very familiar flavors. The fruit was, I thought, very rich, but it was just balanced enough by acidity to be very, very agreeable. I thought it was a very nice wine. Here's one that I really loved. It's Vas Felix, which is the first winery I encountered from Margaret River. They have an entry level called Felius, and this was the Felius Chardonnay. $28, and prices will vary on this, I hasten to say. But this was a very good Chardonnay with classic Chardonnay flavors. And if you like high-quality Chardonnay with just a touch of oak, this is your best bet. On the nose, there's a bit of lemon curd, apple pie, and some earthiness. And that was very nice, very appealing nose. On the palate, it was a very impressive wine. Lots of rich tropical citrus flavors. Not overblown. Everything was restrained. It just this wonderful restrained intensity that I found very, very attractive. So this is their entry level Chard. I wonder what their upper end stuff is like.
Wow.
A well known name to a lot of people who follow Australia is Howard Park, and his Cab Sauv, 2021, which sells for $29. I thought this was classic Margaret River Cab Sauv. It's what I call a three-quarter scale wine. Everything is in proportion,
right?
But it's scaled down. So the body, the intensity, the fruit and everything, the alcohol, it's all just kind of three-quarter scale, but it's perfect. It's beautiful. The aroma features tons of black currants and field herbs and sweet vanilla. On the palate, the wine was very smooth with good acidity and very, very mild tannins. So I thought this was a perfect Saturday night dinner wine, $29 for the Howard Park.
Mm-hmm.
The real star of the show, though, was the Vas Felix Felius, again, entry-level Cab Sauv. $26 for this, which I think is a very, very fair price. It was just fabulous Cabernet Sauvignon, intense, concentrated with high-quality fruit. The aroma has a very refined aspect to it. Black currants, what I thought kind of a breezy mint, sweet apples.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Sounds gorgeous.
And on the palate, the wine is just a shade under full body. So that's my wine of the week, the Vas Felix Cab Sauv. People have got to get to know Margaret River. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.